stupid songs. So come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel.
Welcome to the Noise. Yes. Welcome to the Noise. Zip.
Zip. Yep.
Welcome to the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. Fucking hell.
Fuck.
Is how I feel. Welcome to the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel. God damn. Welcome to the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel. Gotcha.
And Bird.
Gotcha, bitch.
And our pal Bird, who's with us today.
Oh, hi, Bird.
Why Bird, indeed. That's the kind of bird.
Oh, is this a Crovid? A Crovid 19?
Oh, my God. Well, tell me what's happened in your life this week, Joel.
Does it matter? Does anyone care? Is anyone still listening?
I care.
Wouldn't you think that people would be stuck home with nothing to do, and so they would like listen to more podcasts? It turns out, according to the news and our statistics, that's not true, because they listen to them in the car, and no one's in the car.
No one's in car apart from people who live in car. And
no one is in car.
And they're worrying about more than a podcast, I hope.
They've got chief concerns beyond audio entertainment. But you know what? They deserve it.
Have you thought about this? We capture people at their most desperate on their way to work. They're looking for a distraction. When they get home, they can whack off to Netflix and Hulu and Pornhub and anything else they want. And we get cast asunder. But when they jump into that car in the morning, ready to go to work on that 45-minute dingy fucking slog to whatever hellhole they're going to be working at for the rest of their lives,
wow.
They're thinking, thank God, I've got my boys, Dave and Joel. Without them, I'd probably just crash the car and drive over the other side of the highway.
Something to peel me off the pavement of desperation.
That's a great analogy, yeah. Something to pull the boredom pepperonis out of my pepperoni and cheese pizza. What the fuck was that analogy?
No, that's pretty good. I get it.
What was the pavement one?
I don't. Yeah, exactly.
No, please. Do another one.
Oh, okay. The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel. A reason not to give up 100% on all of it.
Shake those loosey-goosey boredom branches out of your tree of life.
Shake those boredom birds out of your life tree with the Noise Hole.
Write that down. Put that in a nice Mistral font. We'll send it as a greeting card to someone.
I'm going to put that on one of those Airbnb wooden signs.
So what I'm saying is we've got people at their most vulnerable. They're driving up the road. They're bored as fuck. And we come in like snake oil salesmen, and we're like, why to listen to our podcast?
Gather around now. Everyone look at here. The most amazing thing to come out of the internet. Why, it's the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel. Now, it cures what ails you. Are you bored? Are you sad? Are you depressed?
Right. Two boys,
are you stuck on a long commute? Well, it gives you electrolytes, vim and vigor.
Very much so. This can cure all your ills.
But my baby's got the dropsy.
Oh, just pour the Noise Hole on his head and he'll be right as rain.
That's right. Give him a lick of whiskey on the teeth, pour some Noise Hole up his brain. He'll be right as rain in the morning.
My grandma got the rickets and she can't work in the field no more.
Dumb bitch.
Dumb
bitch. Goddamn rickets. May I interest you in the Noise Hole?
It sounds like something from Bioshock now.
It sounds expensive. It's absolutely free. 100%. 0 cents and dollars. For you, my good friend. Yeah, try a free sample. Also, there's a plant in the crowd where he says, try a free sample. Well, that makes me feel alive.
Wow, that makes my brain sizzle like a burger in a pan.
I forgot that I hate everything for a minute.
I guess I am from the mid-19th century. I hate a lot of things.
Is that where we are now? Or have we reached 1870 level of misery? Because their lives were hard and ours are now just boring.
It has been said. What do you mean ours are now just boring? Are you comparing the two?
I currently do not experience vast hardship, though I know there are many out there experiencing vast hardship due to this pandemic. But yeah. I'm now just bored. And so I guess is this going to be the time that we look back like a dust bowl of
entertainment. Or I don't know. Is it, do you remember back in the days when we had jack shit to do and we couldn't leave the house?
I think that's probably going to be our way of putting it. Yes, a lot of people will be talking about how they lost their job and had to scrimp for money and kind of eat rice for like 8 months straight. And that was it. But that's racist. Yeah, we. What do you say?
I don't know.
You know what I mean. And us guys right here, this guy right here is sitting in an otherwise, you know, I've got my nice home. We get food delivered. That might not be
Dave,
possible.
No, Dave, you're getting us out of the area of relatability.
Oh.
Don't talk about how you're mid to upper middle class. You're going to shatter the illusion.
I mean, I own my own hole. What the fuck is that?
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, we're definitely doing okay compared to everyone else.
Do you remember when John F. Kennedy made that speech where he said, my vision for America is a chicken in every pot and a hole in every hole? What? And a chicken in every hole, and the man owns his hole.
Yes, and we still feel his influence. He knew a thing about holes, JFK.
Oh, right in the head.
Yeah, right in the butts. Yeah. Right in the
he became
bean.
A hole.
He did become a large crater.
His head
on
became
top
the
of
void.
His shoulders.
The void of a head. Where a once was head, hole. Now is hole.
Yeah, he was a manhole.
Do you think, because I bet... manhole. Do you think... Gay! Do you think that they were having a private conversation, him and Jackie O, where she said, honestly, Jackie... They were both named Jack, huh? And right, honestly, yeah. John, I would love to have a new automobile. And he says, I need a new car like I need a hole in the head.
I like to imagine she went, bet you won't get a hole in your fucking head, bitch. And he went, watch this. Watch this shit.
he actually was having an argument with her and he saw the bullet coming.
And he jumped into leaned, it. Went, he get me out of here.
Take me away, bullet.
Cast me aside. Distract me like the noise hole. Too bad the noise hole wasn't there. He could have put on
Do you think
his.
We could have saved... Do you think Lee Harvey Oswald would have been listening to the noise hole instead of assassinating a president?
Oh, I was thinking the president could have been distracted from arguments by putting on his Raycons and listening to the noise hole.
This week's sponsor. Raycon headphones.
Well, that's like, this week's sponsor is the JFK Memorial Museum down in Dallas City Center.
Oh, do you know what they're doing with that now?
Let me guess. That's where they're putting all the dead bodies from COVID-19 victims.
No. So if you haven't
good
seen...
Good place for it.
It would be fine. If you haven't seen the JFK Memorial, it's a massive stone obelisk that you can walk under. And it's just above your head. They're actually, anyone that gathers in large groups now is being told to gather under that, and then they're just releasing it.
What are you talking about?
Just flattening them. And that's how you flatten the curve.
That's, yeah, you're right. Look, that's how we get people who love to stand in close proximity to each other. You just stand over there in close proximity, all of you, yes.
And we drop a stone on you. That's actually... kind of how I feel lately is we've been going in our neighborhood on like short walks around the block just to get moving. I mean, think about this. Like you're active. I'm not active, but the amount of activity you get just from getting your ass up and going to work and walking around an office, that's something that I currently don't have.
Yeah.
So I've got to move the body a bit. And when we go out there, we see huge crowds of people. 15 kids playing basketball.
That's why we're all fucked. I saw a great map like 30 minutes ago, and it was where people are still not practicing social distancing or ignoring it. And it was almost exactly the same as the map of the Civil War territories, which is crazy. And so East Texas is all red, where everyone's fucking ignoring it. Dallas is... in many ways, as it is, it's a tropical blue in a sea of red.
Sure. Mm-hmm. An island of somewhat
an
sensibility.
Oasis. Yeah.
An oasis of sensible, slightly sensible behavior.
We are surrounded by people that are not taking this seriously right now. And I also read an article that Texas is going to be the next epicenter.
Well, so what's going to happen is, even if Texas is the next epicenter, we're so big that it really is going to come down to cities.
Big.
Like, we're so spread out. And the craziest thing is, it's highly likely that the rural areas will become devastated because of the lack of hospitals and the lack of common sense.
They've been told. That's the thing. They've been told. I mean, God help them. I don't want anyone to die because of it. But they've been told so many times and they're still at it. So it's not going to be surprising if they're devastated at this point.
I may have mentioned this on the last episode, or I may have just been telling you this in person. But
okay.
Not in person. Distanced. Distanced, oh, like good boys over microphones.
That's right. Yes.
That my mom called my wife and said, well, two people in the city I live in have it. One of them died. This is starting to feel real.
Right.
I was like, yeah, you dumb bitch.
You stupid.
It's very real. Fucker.
I don't understand.
Very, very real.
It's kind of interesting because let me pull up messages from my parents. My mother is going fucking.
I really enjoyed this. You showed me an exchange between your mother, and I would appreciate it if you read it in her voice.
I would love to.
Okay.
Nothing more.
Okay, whatever you say.
That's not what she sounds like. I promise. She's just fed up with my dad's attitude. Dad's doing the right thing, but I think he's taking it very seriously, and it's driving her fucking nuts. Where he's constantly like telling her to wash her hands and shit. Okay, find it. Mom on Wednesday just popped in on Facebook Messenger to say, "Hi, son. How are things with you all?" I said, "We are alive and well. How are you?" And she goes, "Same here, smiley face." Oh, that's good. They seem to be keeping on well. Honestly, we've been talking more in the last month than we have in the last year. It's been great.
Sure.
It's been really nice to reconnect, actually. But she says, "Might have to kill someone very soon, though. ... LOL. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And she says, "Your dad is becoming very hard work. I think it is the staying in is making him worse. And as I am not very happy about the isolation, I am quite easily annoyed." And I said, "Well, what is he doing? He's just huffy. You both have cabin fever. It's a normal thing. Take a walk somewhere." And she said, "I do go out with Poppy." That's their Yorkshire Terrier. They got a new one.
Oh, I didn't know they had a dog.
Yeah, it's a little cutie.
Congrats, Poppy.
"I do go out with Poppy, but it is just his attitude. Always asking if I washed my hands or telling me what was on the news, knowing full well that I hear it on all day. It's annoying, as I say. I mean, I even get told how to make a coffee." So he's going, "You're making the coffee wrong."
Like a proper COVID safe way of making coffee.
Coffee 19.
You're coughing right in the cup.
Fuck's sake. It's called coffee, not coffee, not all coffee, over coffee. The place. Cough, cough, coffee.
Oh, don't do a cough right in the beans, you old bitch.
They're not even the beans for eating. They're just the beans for the pot what we keep in the living room for decoration. That's right.
I forgot every Irish family keeps a pot of boiling beans in on it all times. Room. In full view on a
that
warming
people
pan.
Know. So the people know that he's well off, that he's made something of himself.
Oh, that's right. If you're coming to my abode and you see, if you don't smell a pot of bubbling beans, what are you gonna think of me?
Oh, you don't have much going for if you don't have a pot of beans sitting on the windowsill.
That's where they got that phrase from. Oh, he's got a pot of beans.
He's got a pot of beans. Oh fuck. He's coming back from America now with the accent on him. He's got a pot full of beans. He thinks he's something else now, does he?
Do you think that your dad would come back from America and then lay out he would replace his bean pot with like an enchilada tray?
Because he liked them so much?
Well, just to show something that other people go,
I'm a man of...
Ralph's got it fancy, does he?
Oh, he's a man of culture now, is he? What's wrong with a good old Irish breakfast? He thinks he's something else now.
He thinks he's better than a pot of beans.
He's got a plate of enchiladas. He flushed the beans down the toilet. Now he's got an enchilada ladders. Boys, come round and look at my enchilada pile.
Oh, There goes Ralph. Now he's got his head up his arse.
He's always going on about that enchilada pie. But
what's funny to me is I can really see that happening. I can see him like straightening it and getting it and like putting a doily under it and being like, put the lamp on the enchilada plate so everyone can see.
I need that lamp in the study.
Even though
put it on the plate.
Even though I've known these people my entire life, all you've done is turn it up one more notch. One.
Yeah, this is from a 6 to a 7.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Difference.
No. Let's see. Let me finish.
This is the noise hole, and it's a music podcast. It's about rock and
roll.
We'll
get to the music in a second.
It's about
don't forget
and
that
rock
this
and
is right now a document of history foretold.
Oh, this is what we'll come back to. A stone tablet.
Yes.
This is a. It will be uncovered by, like I think we mentioned before, future. I don't know, robot generations or whatever will be left when this is all over.
It says here they were bored and talking about their dads. What?
What is enchilada?
Enchilada.
But it doesn't oh, that was racist. It doesn't compute and it kills them all.
No, I was logic. I was a robot. I wasn't a Hispanic person.
Hey, you said it.
I didn't say, yeah, I said it, but I didn't say it with any malicious intent.
I think you said it with a particular inflection.
No, I'm a robot going enchilada.
You're doing it again. Gary!
Okay, I'm going to do that a lot. That way it's going to dilute the meaning that you are ascribing to it, and it's going to be all normal by the end. What are we going
to say? Do you want to know what Gary's been up to? Because he's still here.
Let me finish this fucking thing.
Hit me.
Then she says, just ignore me. I have cabin fever bad.
Cabin fever bad.
I have cabin fever bad, as you say, but don't be surprised if you hear of an attempted murder.
That's twice she mentioned it. That's intent.
So it might be death and murder. But then she does say, I do say, he's taking it very seriously. It's a good sign. And she says, oh, I know that. I think he is scared, to be honest. He's only been out once for tobacco because I forgot to ask if he needed any. But I haven't been out for a week, so he is going to be looking for more before too long. See, here's the thing as well. Like, if you've got a nicotine habit or something, it's a bad time for it. You're going to have to quit.
If you're a regular smoker, I would assume you are hitting up the shop
and
every
buying, like,
few days.
50 of them, yeah.
No, but I mean, on the normal time, you'd be every couple of days?
Every day or two, yeah, depending on how much you smoke. So, and I mean, clearly your lungs are already compromised in some way.
Yeah, it's not great.
So,
this is a wonderful time to stop smoking.
It really is the best time to stop smoking. If you can get past the first week, you're rocking. You're kicking ass.
Except it's also not a great time to induce anxiety that comes with nicotine withdrawals. So,
well, it could be, as a distraction, very comforting in that you've got a more immediate thing to worry about than the apocalypse.
You know, they listed CBD stores as essential businesses, at least here in Texas.
Really?
Yeah, what? Or at least in Dallas, they did.
Let's take coffee people. I don't mean coffee. I mean like coughing people heading to the VIP stores and make them all congregate and line
that,
up for
yeah,
things
I mean, we
to
don't
pull
want
their
that.
Lungs more.
Dude, I had to go. This is the last thing I want to say about
and then tell me about
the crumbling world, and then we'll talk about other things.
Okay.
We had to go. We've been fixing up our back porch because we are stuck here, and we want each area of the house to be as comfortable as possible. So we put a table and chairs out there that we've had for a while and not assembled. We set it up so we can have outdoor movies. And then we bought a fire pit and it's all nice and warm and awesome. And then we got one of those hanging sky chairs for the kid.
Right.
And to install it, we went to go get some hooks from the local hardware store, and they went to their own aisles and grabbed supplies. And they've put plexiglass around all of the checkout lanes like it's a 7-Eleven in a bad neighborhood.
Right.
It's weird.
That's insane.
I mean, it's smart, but it's weird.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, they built frames around all the checkout stalls and then put plexiglass on them and then covered that with like insulation.
Right.
And it's and there's tape. There's tape everywhere marking how close you can be to each other. And then it came over the speaker. Bing! Attention, Lowe's employees. Lowe's wants you to know that we're concerned about COVID-19 and want to make sure you maintain proper social distancing. And I said to my wife, this sounds like background ambiance in every post-pandemic sci-fi movie I've ever seen, where it's like, here's the subtle things that tell you everything's different in this world. And that's, I think that's how it's going to be going forward, where it's like, do you remember when we used to stand close to people?
Mm. Ugh,
how weird.
Still, I mean, standing 6 feet away from each other doesn't seem to be, it's a small part of the overall problem, right?
It's a good way to help. And I wonder that if it doesn't become part of culture, like, will this go on long enough that we don't want to rub up against strangers in hardware stores like I always do? No. I always go butt first.
When the man waves his red flag and says everyone can touch each other again, it's going to be a weird fucking worldwide orgy of,
you think it's going to be a bacchanal?
Groping and molesting and kissing and weird touching. It's going
to
be...
Everyone, get back to weird touching.
Yeah, humans will create a Dyson sphere around Earth of balancing off each other's limbs and touching each other in very strange ways.
Like I was saying, I start by, I turn around and I poke my butt out as far as I can, and then I run backwards full speed into a stranger.
How fast can you go running like that?
It's like a car where it can go 70 in one direction, but 10 in the other, you know?
Right,
it's
okay, slower. Yeah, yeah.
So you have time, it's lumbering because I'm about to fall over,
but
you have time to get out of the way.
And if you take your shoes off, you can kind of... back it up like
sneak
covert, yeah.
Sneak my covert butt. Okay. This is a music comedy podcast. If this is your first one, it's weird because we normally play guitars and sing songs and make up funny songs.
If this is your first one, I know we've taken how long has this been going on for? I know we've taken
56 like, episodes. Okay.
No, not the fucking episode, you tit. This particular episode. It's like, it's nearly 23 minutes long. I'm sorry we didn't get around to telling you. If this is your first time here, this is not a great example of what we usually do. Go listen to one from like 20 weeks ago.
You know, oh my God, I just had an amazing idea.
What?
The reason you should re-listen to the old Noise Hole, the back catalog, is that it was recorded in the before times, and you can think about other shit.
And now we're in the in-between times. That's right.
As if we were. You can be like we were, blissfully ignorant of the future.
Do you think we need to stop talking about the impending doom?
Because here's my thought. Okay, go ahead. Okay, I'll go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
Here's what I think. I think that...
What does the white man think?
I'm so glad somebody asked. Finally started this podcast to celebrate our mutual love of rock and roll and making each other laugh.
Right.
That was the goal, and that got us through 50-some-odd episodes. Then every single thing about our lives, other than like our family, changed all at once. And now the podcast, at least for a while, is something different, where we talk to the Noise Boys and perhaps give them some insight and perhaps give them some opinions about the world. And then also it's just kind of a therapy session.
It really is. It's just getting through all this together. And we're kind of going through this with the Noise Boys right now. So you gotta,
that's how I feel.
You gotta take the words and things you're thinking out of your brain and put it on the table for everyone to eat.
Like a pot of beans.
Like a pot of beans.
Oh, this one's got a pot of beans, doesn't he?
So,
and on that same note, last night on the Noise Boy Discord, or night before last, we were chatting and things got heavy because everybody's got new problems. Some of the Noise Boys have the COVID. All of them are quarantined.
What?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
they got the plague.
At least one does for sure. And several of them are furloughed from their jobs. One of them was trapped in a different state and could not go home. A lot of bad shit happened all at once.
I saw that. I didn't know someone had the
illness. Yeah, one of them's got it for sure. At least one. And okay. So we started talking heavy and realized that for some people, that might be too much. I know some people are sort of pushed over the edge by heavy talk when they're trying to escape it.
Absolutely. And
so I made a new channel called Real Talk on the Noise Boy Discord where we can talk about heavy shit. And then if anyone wants to avoid that, it's real easy to avoid.
I appreciate that. I think that's a good idea. We have parallel running channels now where we can talk about different shit in different
tones. Yeah, we should have one that's a blissfully ignorant channel. And the other one is I'm watching the news channel.
Please, someone relate with me right now. Yeah. Okay. That sounds great. I'm glad.
And to that end, I also feel like so much is happening every day and so much is changing every day that if I don't talk about it, I'm either just going to annoy my wife constantly or bottle it all up, neither of which are my preference. So
you come onto this podcast as a distraction and tell me all about your problems.
But do you know what I would rather do? I would rather be playing funny rock and roll songs.
So I hope
we get back there. I hope that's on the horizon. So, we were actually talking last night about how you had something you wanted me to try, a game or something, and you were like, just come over. And I thought, you know what? I know you're distancing and being clean. I know we're distancing and being clean, but we're not supposed to make exceptions and go, we're the good boys. We can do whatever we want. It feels that way, but we really shouldn't.
Also, if everyone did that, then we'd all be fucked.
And that's why I've got groups of neighbors hanging out in my fucking street all the time.
Yeah, I was kind of putting feelers out where I'm like, is it okay? I don't know. Like, if you want to come over, it'd probably be okay, but we'd be breaking protocol and probably that's just bad form. Let's not do it.
You know, and what's going to happen is in about a week, if I had come over, a drone would bust through your wall with red lights and sirens and carry me away. No, get boys, out. Near get other out. Boys.
Boys, must
boys, too close. Must separate, boys.
RoboCop would bust in through the wall.
Get your ass in the car, bitch.
Give up your boy right now.
One way or another, a boar is coming with me.
Or both boars.
Oh, you can't do anything to me, RoboCop.
I'll shoot in dick.
Shoot in dick.
Wait, he doesn't laugh?
And then RoboCop famously laughs at you.
RoboCop's big... hearty laugh that gets other people laughing. Murphy, you're a real joker.
He pats Lewis on the back and goes, shut his dick off.
Yeah,
I know, Murphy.
Real funny, RoboCop.
I know.
Real funny.
If they said right now, if Dr. Fauci came out and said, listen, we told everybody stay away from each other and they didn't do it. We told everybody wear a mask. They didn't do it. We told them stay home. They didn't do it. Now we're sending fucking RoboCop and he is gonna fucking shoot your dick off.
RoboCop stumps out to his theme.
I will shoot any dicks if they are too close.
That's right, Murphy.
Look, if any dicks get too close, RoboCop is gonna pull out his little machine gun. He's gonna blow it right off. That's the end of you. That's the end of your dick.
Yeah, if there were RoboCops trudging around the streets, there's no way.
No, it's just the one. He just makes it around. He's in constant motion.
He'd have to be like Santa. Like, I mean, zooming around America,
yeah.
All seeing, all watching.
Delivering dick bullets to every good boy and girl.
I love the idea of him going, hey, want to see a funny joke? Yeah, whatever.
Shot his dick off.
He fires his gun and it runs out. You hear it click and you go, RoboCop, I can do whatever I want. You can't shoot off my dick. No, stomping with giant feet. He stomped my dick off.
He ended up like that guy near the end of the movie, which I'm pretty sure we've talked about it before.
Kill. Okay. That's half the show about RoboCop and virus talk. Let's get to some rock and roll.
You were going to talk to me about what Gary has to do of in your house.
He's doing pretty good with the drum rolls as machine gun fire. Thanks, Gary.
What are you got? Nice one, Gary.
I've moved him into my office on a trial basis, Gary.
It sounds like you two are actually getting on for once. Like,
well, here's the thing, and I think this goes back to what we were talking about. I'm so starved for human contact that I've almost considered Gary human.
Aww.
It's a little heartwarming and a little gross.
That's a beautiful thing to say.
So I have him zip-tied at the ankles.
Wait, tied together?
Yeah. So he's doing both ankles on one drum pedal. So he can't...
Do you know how horrible that would be?
It's bad. I don't want him... Here's what I don't want. I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night and he's standing over my bed going...
Joel,
give egg.
No egg and fridge.
Yeah, I don't want egg. That. So I want him hard to get around and slow.
Right.
I think that's the best for both of us. But we're testing privileges at this point. If he loses his privileges through bad behavior, it's back in the guest bathroom.
The guest bathroom.
Yeah.
So wait, where is he right now then?
He's in the corner of my office right now.
Corner of your office. That's right.
Yeah, I can see him. Don't look at me.
Well, I'm just kind of glad that I don't have to see him for a while.
I mean,
that's kind of a mean thing to say. I'm sorry.
No, I think that's fair. I think that's your prerogative as someone who has had him nearer to you for longer.
For much longer. I appreciate that you took on the sort of fiduciary duties of looking after him.
Oh, I haven't spent a dime.
Oh, well, so what's going on?
I mean well, he I don't eats, know. I'm not feeding him.
He eats egg. So are you feeding him egg?
I gave him an egg.
When was that?
I couldn't tell you.
Was it that long ago?
Gary been a needs, while.
Gary needs egg.
We'll see. We'll see.
How otherwise, goes. We won't have a fucking drummer.
We don't have. We don't have guitars right now either. What's it matter?
You can put a guitar in the attic, but. You know, that it comes back to the COVID-19 thing where the economy can bounce back, but Gary cannot.
I am okay with that gamble. Let's run that risk.
Okay.
Let's get to music.
Yeah, tell me about rock and roll news.
Last week. Rock and roll news. Last week, you may have said, or one of us said, what would happen if a band like Metallica said, we're just going to foot the bill and...
That was a couple of weeks ago. This is the
whatever,
fourth,
but
this
is the fourth to pay for their crew. Of,
yeah.
Well, they didn't, but...
I don't like this. I don't like this.
The Deftones did. The Deftones are selling the merch from their now-canceled tour, and the proceeds go to their road crew.
Well, I think that's a great idea. I think that's such a kind thing to do as well. And so that probably rallies up support. Let's take a look at their merch, shall we?
I mean, it's probably says stuff like, you know, tour 2020 Arizona on this day.
You know what's fascinating is that that's the real collectible shit because everyone knows that that's got to be canceled as fuck. And
yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the Super Bowl merch that gets shipped to Uganda for the losing team. the Deftones merch that never happened.
Dude, this really is the year of 2020 has been canceled. This really is the year of nothing. Think about that. Anything that's going on in 2020, just gone. Absolutely.
Yeah,
this is the forgotten year. The year where we all sat inside.
The U.S. box office last month was $5,000.
$5,000,
which is like 1.5 screenings of a normal movie.
Right.
It's the lowest it's ever been. Since they've been counting.
That's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. Insane. Someone was telling me that right now you can spend, say, $15,000 and your movie will be the top listed movie in all sorts of charts and
sure.
stuff. So we can come up with any old shit right now, spend that amount of money, and There you go.
Hey, I happen to know firsthand that Danny Trejo will be in any movie for $8,000 plus travel.
I don't even know if we have to make a movie. We could just smash a bunch of like Cyanide Happiness stuff together.
Or put it in the theater?
Or that Green Day video that we did. Put it in the theater, spend some money, and it will be listed as a number one movie. And so we can walk around and say, oh, we had a number one movie.
The number one movie in all of America.
All they have to do.
22-minute video about Green Day.
All they have to do is not ask about the time frame. When did it come out? March.
At a normal time when movies were real.
Yeah, back in the before time.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because we've, as part of our day jobs, we are often asked to come up with ideas to pitch to various networks who then don't buy them. Mm-hmm. It's what we've been doing since about 2016 is developing pitches, going around to sell them, and then starting over because nothing ever gets picked up. But we recently got word that all of Hollywood is trying to figure out how to keep making things.
Right.
Every show is on hiatus. A really weird thing that's happening is that seasons are going to end and not finish.
Mm-hmm.
So plot lines are going to be left unfulfilled in most network shows because they actually film only a week or two in advance. So they're shut down.
Right.
They will not have like Brooklyn Nine-Nine probably will not have a resolution this season. You know,
it's going to be, it's going to be weird. There's going to be a big vertical wall where you see activity and then nothing yeah. going on for most of this year.
Yeah. All the superhero shows on the CW ran out. And so now they're running reruns for the foreseeable future.
For real.
And what we were told is that Hollywood has moved to Zoom meetings only and for pitches, and that they are desperate for animation because it's the only thing that can be made with no people in the same room.
Hey, you know what me and Joel are good at? Animated cartoons and like online meetings.
Become Zoom meetings. I'm an expert. That's for any noise boys that have aspirations. If you have an animated project, this might be time to start making the rounds.
Oh, this is the time. Let me tell you. If you have a funny cartoon idea, like if you got a guy called Bing Bong that holds a bat and he chases Bing butterflies
and
made of meat.
A bat.
I'm Bing Bong gonna hold a bat. Yeah, it's a kid show. Whatever. And might as well throw it at the wall, see if it sticks.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really go wrong right now. I think that the entertainment, the music industry, the television and film industry will come out of this forever changed. I won't be shocked if we get a bit of this movies going straight to on demand as a normal thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which wouldn't bother me in the slightest. So back to that story. So the Deftones are raising money for their crew. I think that's great. I've also got a couple of updates on artists that are trying to help in their way. So mm-hmm. I said Metallica were not the ones that paid for their crew. They did donate $350,000 to COVID-19 relief, which I don't know how much that is for Metallica.
That's not an awful amount from the band. I mean, they're all worth like $20 million each.
Do you think they could have pulled together $5 million?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they could have. But also, I don't know what their money looks like in terms of fluidity. You know what I mean? You know when people say,
I'd have
I'm worth 20...
I'd have to sell a fucking painting. Don't make me sell one of my ring walls.
You know when people like say their net worth is $20 million? Like, that's a lot of fucking money, but you don't know if they can actually spend that money by themselves.
Oh, that's probably
not,
a $15 million dollar house.
Right. Yeah, maybe something like that. Still, far too much money for anyone to actually need. In my opinion.
I mean, they've got that Metallica money, baby.
Metallica Burks. So they could have pulled more than that. Yeah,
wait, but why didn't they donate Metallica bucks?
Metallica bucks, surely.
Hey, everybody, it's James. Listen, we want to do our part. We want everybody to rise up together, stand side by side, 6 feet apart. We're going to donate 350,000 Metallica bucks. Those can be redeemed for any of our online record sales.
Yeah, that's
t-shirts.
What I'm thinking. Like merch stuff. Get your go get your XP. Get your Metallica bucks by playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, Yeah. So is he saying like you could tear up our shirts and use them as medical masks?
There are bands on my timeline that have been saying, "Oh, we're taking our merch and we're converting it into masks for the
really,
hospitals." Yeah.
As in, we're going to take finished T-shirts, chop them up, and turn them into medical masks.
Because what are they going to do? They can't.
What
really
a branding
go
opportunity!
But it is a beautiful thing to do.
So the last face you see as you choke to death, the face is wrapped in a Megadeth logo.
I don't know if Dave's doing it, but yeah. Let's see.
I've actually got an update on Dave, as a matter of fact.
Name is Dave.
Oh my God, Dave Mustaine, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Were you just waiting on the call to talk this whole time?
Is that the sort of thing I normally say? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you talk like the guy from Sling Blade, yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, you don't like French fried potatoes?
No, because if I eat too many of them, it means I can't kick as high.
Oh, really?
I like to kick high. That's kind of my thing, and I'm getting a great opportunity to do that these days because I have too much time on my hands. And trust me, these hands have been through a lot of things.
Like what?
Like one time I sat on one and it died.
Oh, that's right.
And then another time, something else happened to another hand. I forget. I'm sorry. I'm going through a kind of a relapse right now.
I saw a picture of you yesterday. It was actually a video that you posted to Twitter where you wanted to check in with the fans. And hey, man.
Yes, that's right. We Megadeth are very social media oriented, you know, man. Like, we're one of the bands that love to take care of our fans, the Droogies.
Did you steal that from A Clockwork Orange?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I saw that you are going to live stream 2018 festivals, a festival gig from Knotfest.
No, you're right. It's a testicle
it's a
gig.
Festicles.
You're right.
You were at the Festicle Festival?
Yeah, man. I had a hot dog stand.
Oh, you weren't playing?
No, I wasn't playing because, you know, I was going through some treatment about that time. But you could buy a mega dog for $10.
That's an expensive dog.
Well, you get some mega mustard with it. And
could you pay in Metallibucks?
What did you say?
Could I pay you in Metallibucks
no,
for your mega dog?
That is not currency that's in my life. That
would
is
you
a foreign
offended?
In it. That is foreign currency to me.
Would you be offended if I tried to buy a mega dog with a green dollar bill that had Hetfield's face on it?
I would kick the dog out of your hand. Kick it over a football field and score a goal with it because
you
I got
really
big kicks.
Kick.
Got I got big kicks.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm happy to hear that you are recovering well from throat cancer. What a thing for a singer to get.
I grabbed throat cancer by the throat and tore its throat out, which is kind of weird
because like
I had to do that to my own throat because that's where the cancer was.
You did emergency surgery on yourself.
That's right. They laid me down. They laid me down on the table, and they were ready to anesthesia me. And I said, "Ooh, that's a Metallica song that makes me so angry." And I smashed the surgeon's heads together, and I chop kicked them. That's what I did. And I grabbed my own throat, and I choke slammed myself onto the ground.
That sounds
cancer
like
just flew out of my mouth.
That could easily be the lyrics to one of your songs.
Oh man. Don't get me started in my lyrics. They're straight from the heart. And my heart's really stupid.
Yeah. You got a real big, real dumb heart.
Real big, real dumb heart, Dave Mustaine. That's right. Listen,
okay.
You were telling me that you had news about me that I don't know.
Yes, I had some news about you.
Let's hear it.
There were two things. It was that you were streaming your Knotfest gig on Knotfest.com. So I guess this was the Slipknot Festival?
Correct.
Sure,
all
whatever.
Of those things are factual and correct.
Okay, so if you're a fan, that's going to be there. And also, I saw that along with Anthrax, you're going to be streaming music lessons. It's called the Schools Out Initiative. And you're going to be, what are you? You're going to be like Professor Dave of Shred Education?
Of Shred Master. I'm going to be the Shred Master. Scott Ian's backing me up. Dude can't shred. But if you put my hair, I don't have any hair anymore, man.
That's true. You also have a big white goatee, which makes you look very old.
I got a hat now. I look like
you lost the hair and got a hat.
I lost the hair and got a hat. I look like a little teapot.
Look like a bowl of beans.
That's right. Scott Ian's going to be doing big chugs, and I'm going to be doing big shreds and teaching all the kids, kicking their asses, because they're going to be like, hey, Dave, how do I play this? And I'll go, I don't know, schmuck.
There's your lesson. Sorry, I didn't mean to impersonate you. But.
Sorry, I don't mean I don't know. I mean, I do know, and you don't know. That's what makes you a schmuck. And then I'm going to go, beedly boodly 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 beedly bee, and chop kick him in the head. Yeah.
How many times do you let someone ask a question before they get chop kicked in the head?
I count time in measurements of chromatic scales.
Okay, so it's bum 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 bum. That's one.
Yeah, that's about 60 BPM. So if you can get through two measures, then that's good by me. Otherwise, I won't answer your question.
So the attention span relates to as you're counting the pentatonic scale in your head.
That's right.
And then you tune out and instantly chop kick.
That song from The Price is Right. The other one. Or am I thinking of something totally different? It goes, bong, 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 Dave Mustaine. Oh, no, that's Jeopardy. Gonna answer a question now. Oh, that gives me an idea for a song. Hey, everybody, it's Dave Mustaine. Time to answer a question now on something I maybe know or I do not. Let's put my brain to the test. That was fun. That's the first song I performed in 3 years. This is a moment.
That was
I could chop kick the air with joy.
I'm really happy about that. And Dave, I we've been talking about how we are so isolated now and how we have so little human contact. I assume you are not able to jam with the boys, right?
The boys. I'm not able to hang out with Junior. Junior's busy doing his own thing right now. Well, he's kind of more doing the social media presence of Megadeth right now. You know, we send him to all the fucking guitar classes and all the online tutorials and bullshit like that.
Sure.
I don't have time for that. I don't have a two measurements to call my own, but Junior's got all the time in the world. Sure. And also I give him all these opportunities, so he should be thankful. And then, you know, I got drum guy and
we've all got drum guy.
I got lead guitar guy. I might fire them.
Are you keeping them on the payroll? What are you doing for the crew?
Well, you know me. Everyone knows Dave Mustaine is very proud of treating everyone in the band equally. And
equally like shit?
And the rotating door stays still for a very long time when you enter the band. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I'm going to fire them and get two guys I really like for the next tour.
Okay.
Also, everyone else is fired. Vic Rattlesnake. I fired him. You know Vic. He looks like a skull.
Rick Vattlesnake.
Vic Rattlesnake. you know what I'm talking about, old Vicky.
Man, it sounds like you are keeping it together. It sounds like
I've never been more sane as Dave Mustaine. Yeah.
It sounds like the pandemic hasn't slowed you down one bit.
Although it must be known that I've started a smoking habit. Again, that's why I sound like this, because normally I'd sound more like this. That's me doing an impression of myself.
How can you do an impression of a less smoky you? That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. I'm not arguing with that. You're arguing with that. Do you want to karate
chopped to the head.
I do not want to get chop kicked to the head. I can't imagine anything I want less.
Oh, God, it would feel like 1,000 pounds of concrete coming down on your testicles, man.
That also sounds like the lyrics to one of your songs.
All right, give me a beat.
How fast? Give me a BPM.
200 BPM.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay, no, 150, it's fine. Okay, that's good. Your drummer's really good. Concrete. Like a primal concrete sledge coming down your head. Gonna break your brain and make you sick. Gonna punch your balls. Sorry. Nicotine habit taking over. Dudes, this is a bad time to start smoking, but I always gotta have advice.
Why did you start?
Because I'm bored. I can't drink, right? I can't drink alcohol. I can't get no skank. I can't get no blurb. I can't get no whistletail.
Oh, man.
I can't get no heebie-jeeb. I gotta have something, man.
None of your guys deliver?
No.
Your heebie-jeeb guy isn't on Uber Eats?
Deliver cigarettes? What?
Heebie-jeeb.
No, the heebie-jeeb guy. He's out of the country right now. He can't get back.
Shit. Oh, he got stuck.
Yeah, he's in South America.
Oh, my God.
Dave. Getting some heebie-jeeb.
I want to thank you for stopping by. I want to thank you for sharing your experience with us because, like we said, the Noise Boys need to know that people are coping in different ways.
Yeah, man.
People are keeping it together in their own way and doing what they can to help others. I don't think you mentioned anything like that, but that you started smoking. So maybe they can start smoking. That might give them something to do.
You know, if there's one thing that really matters to me, Joel, it's this being an inspiration for other people.
Sure. Inspiring them to do hard drugs or get kicked in the head.
That's right. I really like to lift people's days up by giving them the opportunity to look at me and say, wow, what a great guy.
And that's what it's all about.
I wish I was like him.
Yeah, that's right.
We all strive to be me, except right. I say, hey, if you're going to be me, I'm going to say, hey, me, I'm the real me. And this is my misfit's way of life. Can I tell you something? I am so ashamed of that song. That is such a shitty song.
Is it really a shitty song?
It's a horrible fucking song. I don't know what I was doing. I think I was too busy canvassing for Bill Clinton and for MTV.
Oh, I think you were just high on heebie-jeeb. All right, Dave. Thanks for coming. Where are you? How did you get on our Discord call? Get out of here.
I flew in on a helicopter.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah.
Nick. Dave, are you still there?
Nick.
Hey. Sorry, I went to the toilet. Did I miss anything?
No.
Oh, well, what were we talking about?
I don't remember, and I don't think it matters.
I was too busy.
Nothing
reading.
Happened while you were gone, and I didn't talk to anyone.
I was too busy
Megadeth.
Reading funny tweets on the internet. Sorry, I got carried away. I knew we were in the middle of a podcast, yeah.
Then it was a little bit inconsiderate that you stood up without saying anything and went to go toilet
Dude,
while I was talking to you.
Turds were flying out of me like eels being herded into a slipgate.
Oh, turd herds, sure. I've heard of that.
Everybody's heard of turd herd, turd herd, turd herd.
To round out the bands that are giving money to things, here's where I'm suspect of Metallica, Dave. Fallout Boy have donated $100,000 in Chicago. That is a third,
but I would suspect that they're feeling a little more charitable, and they also probably got a lot more money. I mean, you cannot forget how popular they were back in the day.
No, Dave, they can't have more money than Metallica.
Okay, let's take a look. James Hetfield net worth. James, or do we want to do Lars? Lars Ulrich.
Lars Ulrich net worth. It's going to be $110 million.
Three fucking hell.
$300 million.
$350 million.
Fuck. And they gave $350,000. That cheap bitch.
Dude, you gotta fuck. Yeah. He gave, I mean, what even is that? What measurement is that?
That is 1.35. I don't know. It's point.
I can't
point
mess.
Something, and there's a one in there.
I didn't realize he was that loaded. You got to think about this. Like, you know, I watch their live videos a lot, and I think about, you know, they just seem like a bunch of dudes hanging, just in the back room, jamming their songs, getting ready for the big show. And then he's worth $350 million. Yeah. He doesn't need to do anything. Okay,
now do
you know
Patrick
what?
Stump net worth.
James Hedders is at $340 million, so they're all this fucking.
Do you think
loaded.
He holds that over him? Hey, poor ass.
Hey, do you need $10 million?
Yeah, you need to borrow $10 million, you poor bitch, you pauper.
Okay. So obviously
fucking homeless asshole.
Jeez, dude, I didn't have any idea they were that. Okay. Never mind. Let's.
Do you know why they're worth that much? Because they were enormous when selling 10 million records meant you got millions and millions of dollars instead of, you know, selling 100 million Spotify streams got you $8 and a Subway sandwich.
The 80s and 90s really were a prime time for music.
Oh,
where
man.
You could have one hit and it goes everywhere. Like fucking Blink. They had one fucking song go crazy, and then they're massive all of a sudden. And
okay, so
Tom DeLonge's talking about wrenches and stuff. Buying
Patrick
one.
Stump.
Guess what? Worth. I already have it here. Oh, Patrick Stump. I've got Pete Wentz here.
Okay, Patrick Stump net worth $16 million.
Pete Wentz's is $20 million.
So he goes, "Hey there, Pete Wentz, can I borrow $4 million so we can have the same amount of money?
Looking at the same amount of money." I can't do a good Patrick stuff. Oh, it's impossible. His voice, like it or not, is very interesting.
Hey there, Pete Wentz, can I have some dough? Cause I don't have quite as much money.
That first album of theirs is really good.
Is that Under the Cork Tree?
No!
Is that take this
to
your
grave.
Mom?
Yeah, that's a good... That's a good fucking album. Really
I
is.
Think, based on their collective worth, Fall Out Boy gave more than Metallica.
Oh, for sure. 100% they did. And also, I think Fall Out Boy keep in touch with their like hardcore roots in Chicago, so they've got a lot of friends that are still kind of just playing local places and stuff, and they keep in touch with all that. Whereas,
well, the one thing Oh, go ahead.
Whereas I'm pretty sure Metallica haven't met someone that doesn't have at least 2 million in net worth
right.
since the 90s.
I don't want to touch you, brother. You look poor. Yeah.
Kind of. Like,
I didn't scroll down far enough. Fall Out Boy bought $100,000 worth of deep dish pizza.
Not sure what to make of that.
That's not true.
I believed you.
I'm going to buy a deep dish with $1 million.
In 2020, that doesn't seem ludicrous at all, you know?
What if Fall Out Boy got...
People are stupid.
So first of all, they like pop culture references. So what if they got a replica, a full-size replica of the Ninja Turtle van, and with a pizza
Fall
cannon...
Fall Out Boy?
Yes, with a pizza cannon on top. And they drove around destitute, miserable Chicago, shooting pizzas at people.
Have a
free pizza from a Fall Out Boy.
First of all, I don't recall any Scooby-Doo episode where they were like, "Scoob, we gotta save the town by feeding them all sandwiches."
Okay, let's call Fall Out Boy.
Out the back of the van. I guarantee you there is an episode with Fall Out Boy, like a newer one. I bet there is.
There might be.
I know there was one where they hung out with like Simple Plan.
That's upsetting.
Well, whatever. It's like when they hung out with Kiss or Sonny and Cher back in the
Scooby,
day.
Scooby,
you know?
Doobity Doo, where are you now, Scooby?
Zoink Scoob! They're melodic. They're melodic pop punk.
Scoob.
They're catchy, but they can still play guitar, Scoob.
Or I don't think Brent Rents can play the bass. He's just there as kind of a pretty boy. Yeah, he's just a figurehead and the main lyricist.
He's just kind of a pretty boy.
Let's kick his ass, Scoob.
Shaggy and Scooby kick the shit out of Fall Out Boy. Yes. You'll never see that.
Instead of teaming up to solve a spooky mystery. They beat the shit out of them. Steal all their deep dish pizza.
Shaggy doesn't. Oh, they're dead. Oh, so they've been cooped up for weeks as part of this whole COVID-19 thing.
Shaggy makes a sandwich out of deep dish pizzas.
Scoob, we gotta get us a pizza, man. I haven't had a pizza in like 5 months. Scoob,
look over there. It's Fallout Boy.
Let's go kick their ass, Scoob. I can't do a good Shaggy today. Any other day.
Oh, fuck. Ooh, look at that, Scoob. He's going down, down in an earlier round.
I'm going to beat him to death with a big Subway sandwich.
Thanks for the memories of kicking your ass, Patrick Stump.
Glad you remember all these song titles. Tell that Shaggy he made my list of enemies today.
Fred told us to change the name of this song.
There's not a violent bone in Shaggy's body.
You don't think so? You think he's a pacifist?
But I think he's just a coward. Or he's just well-meaning.
I think he could beat the literal absolute shit out of Pete Wentz, but that the rhythm section would kick his ass. Oh, and no, Pete is in the rhythm section. The drummer, then.
I forget the name drummer.
The rhythm guitar player.
Yeah, he's got hardcore chops, man. That drummer's a cool guy. Just absolutely destroy him.
I remember seeing an interview with the guitar player, the big frizzy-headed guitar player from Fall Out Boy, when they were at their height, and he was talking about how...
Joe something, right?
I don't remember. And he was talking about how messy he is as a player, right? Because he is more concerned with running around the stage and jumping off shit than he is about playing the right thing.
Right.
And I wondered if that was a virtue or not.
What do you think of that?
Is it, I'm more concerned that you have fun at our show by seeing me hop around like a maniac? Is that what he's saying? Or is he saying, I'm more concerned about being seen as a cool boy than I am about being a good guitar player?
No, that's a good question. I think he is definitely paying attention to everyone having a good time at the show and making sure the energy's up, because it is a show. It's for entertainment.
He overcompensating for Pete? Because Pete stands there looking at the neck of his bass like he's never seen it before.
Oh, God. Can you imagine a whole band of Pete's? Yeah, I can. I mean, think about the bands
it's
you watch.
It's craft
work. Think about the bands you watch. Think about the bands you watch and you really love, but then you see a live show. Megadeth are actually like pretty bad about this. At least Dave is. That fucking Dave guy. He will just stand there and play some fucking Dave Mustaine. Megadeth.
Oh, I don't follow them.
He will just stand there and he will just play and shred and riff and sing, but he doesn't even seem like he's into it. He's just casually tossing out like crazy, crazy fucking riffs, but he seems bored. He almost seems bored.
This sucks. I hate playing this fast.
He's just doing it like it's another bit of the day to him.
I wonder what he'd rather be doing.
I have a very good philosophy on live music, I think, where I think the band needs to look like it's being pushed to its limit in every fucking song. That's one thing.
Like you're
going to
pass out. I don't disagree.
But you're holding it together. Metallica do a great job of this, where they look like they're fucking working. They're walking, they're running around and stuff, but they're fucking playing the songs, at least in the 80s and 90s, they're playing the songs fucking faster. They're chugging through. Everyone's putting 110% in, and it looks like they're fucking working to keep
no
the song
one's
going.
Working harder than Robert, because he's doing it all from crab stance. So he is doing squats for the whole 3 hour show.
I wonder why he looked in the mirror one day and went, "This is my thing."
I think his mirror was really short, and he went, "I can't even see myself in this." And then you went, wait a second.
I'm sure there's a meaning behind it. Yeah.
Oh.
I might have read that he had a meaning for this one time, but I don't remember. It's not as cool as...
What if his house was built too short, and so the ceilings were only 6 feet tall, and so he squats down, he walked like that his entire life?
What's wrong with his six... Do you think he looks
6 feet
tall?
He's 6'3", and so he's got to get down.
I think he's shorter than that. Let's find out his height.
Still, if I'm 5'11", if the ceiling was 6 foot, I would squat. I don't want my head scraping the drywall.
No, you don't want it scraping. My parents' kitchen is just about 6'2", maybe.
Jesus, your dad's tall.
So, like, my cousins had to fucking squat. Okay.
I had to squat down to put a bean in the pot.
Do a bean. Squat. All right. So, Robert Trujillo is 5'9". Jason Eustead's 5'9". I thought he'd be a little taller.
No, they have a... that's actually why he squats, because they said, if you're taller than Eustead, you can't be in the band, brother.
Or they said, you have to be shorter than Cliff, who's 6'2".
Yeah.
Don't be taller than Cliff.
If you're taller than Cliff, it's your ass. He, yeah, Cliff's, motherfucker.
Yeah, Cliff's 6 feet. In the
ground.
Reason
Cliff died is because he was too tall to fit in his bunk bed in the van.
They put him 6 feet under and 2 inches of his toes are still hanging out.
We put him in a 5-foot bunk and it snapped his neck. That's when the van crashed.
Jeez.
Pretty dark.
We put him in the ground diagonally so his toes poke out.
We actually just bronzed his toes, so that's his tombstone.
You can go and tickle Cliff Burton's toes.
And he'll still
as a
wiggle.
Sign of respect. He'll still wiggle.
It's like that statue going. At Harvard that everyone touches the toes so much that it's worn off. Everyone's tickled Cliff's tootsies at his memorial. There's a flame that comes out of his big toe.
Yeah, to like, you can click it, and it's an honorable thing where he'll light your cigarette for you.
Yeah, with my foot. That's why we don't have enough money to give to COVID-19, brothers, because we spent $200 million on golden feet for Cliff's memorial.
Surely
still
a way
to pay respect.
Surely someone would steal that.
You think they'd steal the golden toes?
The Golden Toes of Cliff Burton. That's probably the name of this episode.
Oh my God, let me write that down. Do you know how, like, it wouldn't bother me at all if my grave was feet and the head of a guitar sticking out of the ground?
That would not trouble me at all. Why the head of a guitar?
Just because it's like we threw him in there. And then bulldozed over it. Nonchalantly tossed him out of a chopper into a hole. And then a backhoe went over it with dirt. I'd be fine with that.
At least people would know what you're all about.
Yeah, they'd have my interest. My feet and a guitar.
Yeah. Those are... Those are two things I need to know about you. Loves playing guitar. Has feet.
Has two big old two floppers. Of the feet, one guitar.
Has big old floppy hands on his legs. That's what I call feet.
One of the last things I wanted to talk about, because it was a callback to our previous episode, is that after the Trapped frontman went nuts on Twitter calling out other bands for not being as successful as Trapped.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
Talked
what
that was about. That, like, okay.
But it seems the... what do you call it? Isolation has gotten to him even more. He is now, he's gone super Trumpy on Twitter.
He's Trumpy?
And he is threatening to sue. No!
No! Not Trapped.
Not Johnny Trapped. He's threatening to sue a parody Twitter account that's been making fun of him since his meltdown.
God damn. Isn't it weird that you find out when, like, rock and alternative guys turn out to be major Trumpies?
The parody account that he's mad at is quite funny. It's called Trapped with two A's. Right. Trapped Official, TRAAPT Official. And one of their tweets is, there's no way any of you fucking posers could learn Headstrong on guitar. We can't even play it.
It's the one
that's
song
funny
I know.
To me. I like
that's
that.
Hilarious. And he looked at that and went, "Ooh, I'm gonna sue this Trapped account.
Yeah, I can't take it anymore.
Ooh, that boils my brain."
He actually responded to them. It's not going to be hard to find out who you are and sue you. You know that, right? Screenshots of the whole thing, motherfucker. In order to violate our impersonation policy, the account must portray another entity in a misleading or deceptive manner.
No one what? Has.
Trapped have an impersonation policy that the world at large has agreed to, that we are not allowed to impersonate them.
That's simply not true at all. I don't think they understand that if they write a contract for themselves, it does not extend to the rest of the world throughout the known universe.
Right. He says, whatever, man. Already the tweets you've are setting you up for some costly damages. And he replies, this is my First Amendment right, MAGA.
I would love to get knee-deep in that dirt with Tripp. Let's start
He also replied, headstrong, I'll take you on.
I like the moxie of the guy that owns the parody account.
That's hilarious to me.
There's no way that Trapped can win. They just simply have more money. I mean, how much? Let's find out Trapped's net worth.
Trapped net worth! $28,000.
They probably got a lot of money. Chris Taylor Brown, is that the guy?
I couldn't tell you.
Chris Taylor Brown is a rock singer who has a net worth of $54
million. No!
Yeah, it became the lead vocalist of the rock band Trapped.
That comes back
to what we were talking about earlier. Dave Mustaine, hey, sorry to come back to him, but only has a $20 million in his
pocket.
Meanwhile, the guy from Trapped has this big fuck. I guess that song was popular.
Did they sell that song to, like, Dr. Pepper? At some point, was it the theme song?
Yeah, that's
song
definitely
of a
the
sitcom?
Kind of song that would have gone everywhere. You know, they would have played it at fucking sports shows and stuff, I'm guessing. One of those kind of shitty.
Sucks.
Yeah.
So, how long is it until he goes, do whatever you want, motherfucker? I've got 54 mil in the bank. Want to see a bank statement? Look how much money I've got in my saving, my Pro Advantage savings account with Bank of America. I'm an Emerald Elite member with Chase?
So, it's very likely that he will win some sort of legal action because he has more money. That's the only reason.
He won't pursue it because unless he's got a shitty lawyer, no lawyer is going to take on Twitter parody. There's no case to be made.
Especially when you have two A's in your fucking name. Trapped.
And you're a public figure of sorts. You were, maybe. Yeah. For a time.
Yeah.
The only thing he could ever sue for is libel if it was like, this is a news site and I say the man from Trapped diddles kids.
Chris Taylor Brown diddles little boys and fucks them with his fingers. He lubes his fingers up with brown gravy extracted from
pig
fat.
Buries little boys in the graveyard and tickles their feet. And this is a fact.
Absolute fact. He takes their toes, he goldens them, and then cramps them up his ass.
He gilds their toes.
And then shoves them up his asshole to get off because he likes it.
That's how he gets his jollies. And this is a true fact.
Because he's so bored with the $50 million that he has. He doesn't know what to do with it. So he kidnaps little boys. Man. Oh, no, they're still alive, actually. They wake up, and they're like, what have you done to me? And he's gilded their toes.
Stop tickling me!
You can't feel anything anymore, little boy. I've gilded your toes. Now you've got golden toes, and I'm going to fuck them with my butthole.
That's actually what he does with the $54 million, because a set of golden toes cost like $30,000.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, how many boys is that?
Oh, it's a lot.
Let's do the math.
Oh, I don't want to.
How many times is
I've already shown that I can't do 350,000 to 350 million. So it's
50 million.
It's fine.
That's a thousandth, I think. Anyway.
It's a lot of boys. It's a lot of boys is all I'm saying.
Yeah. That's definitely a thing that Chris Taylor does. It's something I would like to say. Chris Taylor Brown, I'm Trapped.
Yeah.
Does all those things is something I would like to say if I were to spread lies about Chris Taylor
Brown. You don't and you aren't. And Noise Hole Media.com LLC copyright 2020 is in no way endorsing.
Owned by Turner Broadcasting.
Turner affiliate, subsidy of Warner Media and AT&T. Is in no way endorsing those statements, those purely fraudulent statements.
Totally, absolutely fraudulent. And totally. I would not like to insinuate in any way that Chris Taylor Brown of Trapped loves to touch up little boys appropriately.
Did I just say appropriately? It can't be stated.
What I'm trying to say is
that you're not saying that.
Yeah, correct. And by touching little boys appropriately, I mean just like maybe...
giving them a handshake.
Yeah, good firm handshake or touch on the shoulder to say, hey, buddy, you got this.
Placing their hands on the fretboard of a guitar to teach them to play a nu metal song.
To teach them to play Headstrong.
Headstrong, which they
so
don't know how to play.
Crazy difficult that if you manage to teach a little boy that, they're set for life.
Oh my God, do you know how much push that little boy would pull?
Exactly.
He would be drowned in a 6-foot grave full of puss with his toes sticking out.
Correct. And so it is fair to say that Chris Taylor Brown is just thinking about getting a little boy's dick wet.
Oh boy. With that noise, boys, I think we did actually make it around to the idea of music and rock and roll. And
we got to Chris Taylor Brown. Yeah.
The pinnacle.
Let's clarify that I don't think any of the things we just suggested are actual facts. And I just want to clarify that.
And I'm on the fence.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the facts to come in. Okay. I'm waiting for the documentary to come out. I think there's more that we don't know.
Yeah, I think
the situation.
I think some people need to look into this. It's not me. We can have people looking into it.
Yes. I think I've heard, and a lot of people are saying this, that Chris Taylor Brown diddles boys' toes with his prehensile butthole.
There's a lot of guys that are saying that, and I'm not saying it, but there's a lot of people that are saying it.
Hearing
and
it on the street.
Yeah.
And I'm not even allowed on the street anymore, so it really must be loud if I'm hearing it.
It really must only be going through scores of people that are gathering far too close in groups of 10 or more.
They got to stop playing basketball in my neighborhood. It's so stupid.
Why don't you move to Philadelphia?
What band has not more than 10 people? Slipknot?
Yes, they cannot play a game.
They can't practice.
No, they can't even practice. Slipknot cannot practice, but Stone Sour can.
Stone Sour's Mushroom- fine. Mushroomhead's fine.
Mushroomhead, no, Mushroomhead's done.
No, they're done?
Polyphonic Spree, they can't do anything.
Dave.
They got over 10
poor,
people. Polyphonic Spree.
Poor
like,
Polyphonic
fuck.
Spree. They are so fucked.
They have to split into like 6 different bands.
I bet that guy stood on top of a green hill with the sun setting behind him and disbanded his musical sex cult. He said...
Is that a fact?
He said...
Was it a front?
Oh, come on. They wore robes. They swayed gently. Someone had an auto harp. Come on.
There was no way anyone was going to make a living in that band. I mean, come on. You're splitting it 60 ways.
I'm not going to tell this story. I think I even have on the noise hole, but a friend of mine was in their choir for an entire tour. They had, they have like 5 or 6 permanent band members and then like a 20 plus person choir.
Right.
Of just hippie weirdos with shakers and tambourines. And I thought, I always wanted to go, hey, what's the fucking point? What are you trying to prove? Because I know you're losing massive amounts of money.
They
just
were quite
to
popular
do this weird
for a while.
Thing.
They did the big UK and Irish festivals.
Oh, like in 08,
like,
09, 10. They
shit.
Were
yeah.
huge.
Like 06, I want to say. Yeah,
yeah, they were considered a massive band. They actually opened for Bowie, which is kind
of
nuts.
Did Bowie come out afterwards and go, well, what did you think of that freaky thing, peoples? That's a thing
they
he
all
would say.
Praised him and sucked his balls. I will say, the last thing I'll say, and we got to end this episode and go on to our extended bonus tracks for our Patreoners, is... he sent me a picture, or he might have posted it online, of the dressing rooms of the Bowie tour that said there were two very important instructions. All robes must be left in the laundry after each performance, number one. Number two, don't bother David Bowie.
Right. Is that true?
Yes. Leave the thin white Duke alone. There's 100 of us. We can't all ask him questions.
Can you imagine them all gathering around him like pigeons?
Ooh, I can imagine them following him like duck children.
Yeah, like little duck children.
Like as he hops a curb, they all whoop, 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 whoop.
I think Bowie would be very accommodating, don't you? Oh, hello.
Come back into my dressing room.
You're the Polyphonic Spree, are you? Well.
And then a chorus of 100 voices goes, yes! We speak with one mouth.
Yeah, we all speak. It's like the Matrix, baby. They all form one big mouth.
Oh my
We are a big fan.
What was... Okay, I said I was going to end it, but I was wrong. What
we
was
need to end
huge
it.
Hit that was used in a VW commercial?
Fuck knows. They all sounded the
no,
same.
No, come on.
Fuck.
They had a massive, massive hit.
I don't know.
Polyphonic Spree VW commercial. And it was called.
Well,
it was.
What's it called?
It's called.
Can you imagine trying to record that shit?
This was 2004. It was called Light and Day Reach for the Sun.
Sounds lame.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Okay. Noise Boys, that's all we've got for this episode. Once again, thanks for sticking with us. This is not the podcast you signed up for, but we're all doing what we can to make it through the fucking day.
We're all in this together. And, you know, at this point, I as a single being, would just give the fuck up and go, you know what? Fuck it. Done. It's all done.
So there's some advice.
Yeah. But with a little help from my pals and a little comfort, I'm still here. I'm doing this. I'm raring to go.
With a little help from my pals.
We'll get through. We'll get through this together as one. And like the Polyphonic Spree as a giant pair of
giant baby head.
Talking to David Bowie, that's right.
A giant baby head bothering David Bowie could also be a contender for title of this episode. If you are on our Patreon, patreon.com/noisehole, for $1, you're on our Discord, where we've got a great group of supportive noise boys helping each other cope and entertain each other and provide a bit of community outside of the mayhem of the internet at large. It's a nice little pocket of
yes.
Calm, kind, supportive, and intelligent internet. It's my favorite place on the internet, without a doubt. There's nowhere else where I don't feel like anything could go wrong. Everywhere else is a bear trap. So
everywhere else is trying to make you either angry or horny. That's my problem.
And
with
I
the
hate
internet.
Both of those things.
I hate
I'm so. I'm so angry about being forced to be horny that I want to fuck.
Angry and horny. It's a very real thing. Okay. Let's end it here.
If you're on our $5 or above tier, you're going to get some bonus track material coming right after this.
I'm so fed up of being horny. I'm
so angry about being horny. If you're horny, just try and get some anger in there. If you're too angry,
I don't know about that as advice.
Mellow it out with some horniness.
If you're gonna, if you're gonna fuck anytime soon, think about your other half and don't consider injecting some anger in there because they might be like, "Oh, ow, oh, you're going a little too hard there." On the
Don't give them the saint anger. Give them the saint horny.
Don't fucking chafe their beanhole or
hey
or mud pipe. Whatever
and if you
want to
feel, if you just want to feel a little fancy in these dark times, fill a pot with beans and put it on a broiler in your living room.
You know, Joel, that it used to be an old Irish superstition that the bean fairy would come to your windowsill.
Oh,
take
I
a bean
you were
away.
Say, I thought you were going to say, you know, that you'd be telling them to do cultural appropriation. That's Irish culture to put a pot of beans in your living
actually,
room.
That's what Halloween is these days when we put the candy in the fucking pumpkin. That's where it comes from.
Oh, my God. Thanks for listening, Noise Boys. We will see you next time when we will probably talk a lot more about how the world falls apart.
Thank you.
Oh, God damn it, Gary, shut up. Bye. You can't have egg!
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave Micklefatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseholePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.